abroad. There were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana. Today is a Sunday, October 28th, 2018. It's currently 54.5 degrees after a wonderful warm day again today. I went up on the mountain yesterday and did some repeater work for a friend and crawled around the floor and died up there. But anyway, join us in the chat room, the URL for which is on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Keith and his wonderful Wonder Dog Trigger are in the control room to answer calls. The call-in number, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. I note for all those that are following in the news, all this recent hype here about the Saudis who are alleged to have killed one journalist. I used alleged because, you know, politics are. But anyway, it's a tragedy. Especially when you think of when the Saudis killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11, and it just becomes a statistics. I'm only going along with what their narrative is. Good evening, Justin, to the group there. I have a clip on that from Tulsi Gabbard there, over there in Hawaii, that she challenges the claim that the Saudi Arabia is such a good ally of the United States. If you listen to Donald Trump talking about not pointing fingers, waiting for all the information to come out. And then, of course, the usual, like when Wolf Blitzer was talking with Rand Paul about the slaughter in Yemen, when Wolf Blitzer commented about the fact that, oh, the jobs. Donald Trump did the same thing, talking about the billions of dollars in arms sales. Anyway, so, Kenneth, sir, would you please roll that little short clip?
We've heard different versions of statements coming from the Saudi government as the coverage has really exploded around what actually happened to Mr. Khashoggi. I think this is really an impetus. This should be an impetus for you, for those in the media, for those in the public to challenge this administration, to challenge many members of Congress who claim that Saudi Arabia is a close ally. This should challenge us to look at the facts of Saudi Arabia's record beyond what has happened to this journalist. Things like Saudi Arabia being a theocratic dictatorship, Saudi Arabia being this number one exporter of the extreme Wahhabi Salafist ideology that's fueling terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda to the tune of billions of dollars a year. Saudi Arabia continuing to wage the centuries-old sectarian war, the Sunni-Shia war, in which part of that war they are funding, financing, providing weapons and support to terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda in places like Syria, and also waging a genocidal war in Yemen that has killed tens of thousands of Yemeni civilians and children, and creating what the UN has called the worst humanitarian crisis in a generation, with 8 million people who are starving and sick because of this Saudi-U.S. coalition's blockade in Yemen. So this should force this tougher conversation here and to be confronted with the facts that Saudi Arabia, in fact, is not our ally. Their interests do not align with ours.
There you go. You know, there's a theme in tonight's show here. It's basically the militarization of all these governments today. It seems like everything's going rogue. And we'll kind of highlight some more about this in the thing here. First of all, I want to correct myself. My buddy Ivan over in Ohio, the way I sit here, I get my bifocals screw up every once in a while. So it's October 21st, not the 28th. I was certainly corrected in the chat room about that. And never would I be one not to be corrected. But anyway, so Tulsi Gabbard goes on, you know, to mention there about the mass atrocities that Saudi Arabia is doing. And then when you think of the sheer hypocrisy of watching the Saudis get placed on the Human Rights Commission of the UN, I mean, the art of doublespeak just comes in to play more and more. And in lieu of that, we see constant, more and more, like on Twitter, another one of our friends got X'd off of there on Twitter there. And usually all he does is put memes on there and, of course, comment on banking issues. And I lost a Google account years ago for just citing one little small thing about the fiat money system that we have, and my account was terminated on Google. Anyway, so back on the news here. The U.S. military admits spending millions of dollars to manipulate social media. And, of course, this goes on for the activities of users of Twitter and other social media services that were recorded. Remember, they were recorded and analyzed as a major part of his project funded by the U.S. military in a program that covers ground similar to Facebook's controversial experiment on how to control emotions by manipulating news feeds. And this research funded directly or indirectly by the U.S. Department of Defense of the Military Research Department, known as DARPA, has involved users of some of the Internet's largest destinations, including Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Kickstarter, for studies of social connections and how messages spread. So, again, when you start seeing the government really hyping in on this, you should remember back in 2003, the original portion of this, where the congressional approval, which would allow the government to use propaganda against its citizens, started, and it was a bipartisan agreement from both political parties. And these, are the ones that are supposed to elect, or allegedly elected by we the people, or you the people, to represent you. And as I've talked with many of the people I've been able to talk to, whenever you ask them, veterans that went to wars allegedly fighting for our freedoms, and you ask them, is this what they fought for? And of course they all say a resounding hell no. But anyway, Facebook has also banned several pages operated by a disabled Air Force veteran, Brian Kovich, after saying he spent $300,000 on advertising. The social media giant removed without warning this Kovich's right-wing news and military-grade coffee company. I never heard of military-grade coffee, but, you know, it's interesting. I guess it'll keep you up all night. But anyway, which donates 10% of all of its profits to veterans organizations in their so-called statewide effort to crack down on misinformation on the network. And that article is found on Zero Hedge. I found this next article interesting because this is popping up more and more around the globe. And this one here is down from the Kangaroo Land, Australia, where Australia's next generation jet fighter has been labeled a jackass of all trades and a masterful of none. And this is the Air Power of Australia, an independent military and policing think tank, is dismisses of the plans to acquire the 72 Lockheed Martin F-35 Lightning Joint Strike Fighters from the U.S. And, of course, this is where these so-called fighters are having all these minor technical issues with this extremely cool-looking F-35 jet. There's more news coming up on this about these F-35s and training and all this. But anyway, the Blue Sky Marketing, which overshadowed the big problem with the aircraft, and there's a list of problems wrong with what that aircraft can and cannot do. But the main one, of course, is when the radar stops working, requiring the pilot to turn it off and on again. It's vulnerable to lightning strikes. Iconic that it's also called the Lightning II, as a kind of a nickname there, due to its other weight issues, bugs within its software, and its complete lack of cybersecurity testing. the plane has caused concern among the UK, US, and other buyers. Keith Joyner, who is responsible for evaluating the plane's performance for the Australian Defence Force, is looking at ways to either stop or delay the further orders on it. And, of course, the next software version is Block 4. It won't be able until or available until 2020. So there's nothing but, there'll be a fixing of bugs. It sounds just like a Microsoft product, you know, where you buy a product and you constantly get that little flash up on your bottom of your taskbar that says updates. And of course, you won't be able to do those in-air updates, and that's what's putting the airline pilots or military pilots there at risk there. The previous issues with the F-35 and its three variants have seen it grounded by the United States Air Force over concerns with the engine after a fire, which also prevented the jet from participating in the naming ceremony of the HMS Queen Elizabeth aircraft carrier that is expected to take a full complement of these of 36 of these F-35s coming into service in 2018. And the RAF grounds, it talks about the F-35 jets as experts probe the faulty fuel lines. And anyway, the gentleman goes on here to remark about this. It says it has all the hallmarks of a Ponzi scheme. This is the sales of these jets. I forgot, I was going to write down what they had listed on there, what each plane cost, and then also for 1 hour of flight time, it takes 50 hours of service time just to make sure you can keep that plane in the air again. But it makes a guy wonder when you see such a great push for military buildup right now. And in lieu of that, Israeli news right now is reporting that tensions remain high between Russia and Ukraine since Moscow's 2014 legal annexation of Crimea, and also the subsequent conflict over in eastern Ukraine. The Kremlin has been known to direct misinformation as a tool in the conflict. I like how their media brought this out there, because then they go on to say, it has widely been reported that the Israeli Air Force has been training against the S-300 in exercises in Greece, perhaps since 2017. Israel and the United States are both thought to be using stealth aircraft in Syrian maneuvers. This would include training in areas of the Ukraine now. And, of course, this is what that article is about, and that article is over on the Israeli Times of Israel. And then in lieu of Halloween, which is just around the corner here, there's a move out there to get Amazon to stop selling IDF kids uniforms for Halloween costumes. And no one but everyone else would know that the Palestinian children are terrorized by the Israeli Defense Forces or the IDF each year. The Israeli military arrests and prosecutes around 700 Palestinian children. 3 out of 4 of these, which experience a lot of physical violence during the arrest or interrogations. And so letting children dress up as IDF soldiers, even if they're cute in those little uniforms, is a shameful activity at Amazon and should follow the practice of other retailers in the U.S. and stop selling these costumes. But anyway, we have a caller online, Chris near Las Vegas. Good evening, Chris. I hope you're having a nice night.
Well, thank you so much, Fred. You know, I have a rather suspicious and conspiratorial analytical mind that likes to question everything. And I've kind of been watching this F-35 so-called boondoggle for quite a long time, and the kerfuffle that keeps brewing and stewing about it, and the fact that several of them just happened to come up missing just recently from a location near a hurricane or some kind of weather anomaly. They just kind of magically disappear. And so it's my contention that it's not unlikely that you could have certain individuals of a special sect that think that they're better than the rest of us and chosen by some special form of a... let's call it alter God, small g.
Yes.
And they might very reasonably install some sort of known defect into these things to make them seem to be valueless and junk-like, therefore not desirable, so they could pick them up for a song. And maybe just changing out a EEPROM or a master control chip or perhaps inserting a command would rectify the problem and make them very valuable as an asset for defense and offense in their areas of the world if they could pick them up for a few cents on the dollar and gain this advanced intel of America and convert it to their own special interest.
Yeah, Chris, have you watched Brendan O'Connell's The Talpiot Program?
I have heard Brendan on Tom Lacovara's show recently talking about that somewhat, but it also occurs to me that this is the same situation we've seen repeated with the so-called GE nuclear energy facilities that are surprised failing.
It goes further than that, I mean, to get down to the base, it's right along what you were saying in the first place when you start shipping out these planes with these known errors in them, and of course the future updates. Anyway, the video, which again is called, it's Brendan O'Connell's channel there on YouTube there, and it's this Talpiot program, The Key to Understanding Israel's Power. And if you watch that video there, you'll see all the crap that he went through, as well as getting, you know, busted up and everything like that, rocks thrown through car windows and stuff, you know. But he exposes the fact there about how Israel has embedded itself in all the U.S. Military, as well as IT departments, and these so-called – I like how it's brought out in the video there where it says that they even offer a insurance – to people, IT-type insurance there for people that might get their stuff hacked. And then, of course, when they'll gladly pay on that. And then when they go in there, they send their IT designers in there to allegedly fix everything. And, of course, they're just spreading more malware and stuff. And these are all from an elite group called the 8200 over there in Israel. They've embedded themselves in every single formation of the U.S. military and everything, as well as France, New Zealand, all this stuff. And so when you're talking about these jets that have problems like that, you're probably right. These chips, remember, all the Intel chips are coming from Israel now. The back doors to our computers, our routers, our modems, everything like that. And we can see how this is going there. So they're actually holding the world hostage.
Well, and this is something I kind of see in what appears to be a replicating pattern in practice across many different gamuts of special intel, military weaponage, technology, and other aspects. As we know that the Zio Chinese agents have put in backdoors and all the chips that are in all these guidance systems and computers and intel and servers and so on and so forth around the world, these backdoor gate keys to the kingdom. And so when we observe this, it becomes very dangerous for us to be deceived to believe there's any reliability of security of any system. In fact, in a case that I'm presently defending myself in, having been tried to be murdered twice, I am challenging the efficacy, authenticity, and accuracy of the so-called NCIC database, so-called, because it apparently has been flooded by the Obama administration bad actors and probably agents of other governments, foreign terrorists, with false information. I doubt that it's Russians. It's probably more likely Israelis, but they're probably going to blame it on the Russians, as they typically do. But there are many of us innocent Americans that have been placed into that database as domestic terrorists on the terrorist watch list. Myself, I've been listed as HOT, which I think is 187-10, number 10, TW-8. I think the 10 means I pretextually, supposedly want to kill judges and police officers, and the TW means terror watch, and the 8, I think, means I'm presupposedly suicidal, although I assure you there is no fact pattern supporting basis for any of this nonsense whatsoever.
Yeah, Chris, I got a break coming up here.
Here's the music.
If you want to, yeah, if you want to hang on, I'll hold you over here. But hey, just think of this way: at your age there, and if you're listed as 10 as HOT, that's pretty darn good. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get.
and you wanna... Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, and we're currently talking with Chris down there in Las Vegas. You know, Chris, what you said is you're not just the only one that has been going through this. I mean, this is the modern use of lawfare nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. Rick, in response to closing before the break, I do appreciate the fact that my bodily functions are still very normal for being 67 years old, and I am capable of giving and getting a couple of orgasms. But I think in this case, the HOT designation is more a reference to the 187 or kill on sight list. By accidental mistake, of course, being murdered or assassinated by police because somebody has malicious and vicious put me into that insidious database under the so-called Kill a Patriot Act, Federal Rule of Evidence 702. In fact, there's things into the... They're running a private secret state FISA court here in this state, and I suspect in other states also.
That's where Chris, I was originally... Go ahead. Chris, do you remember when the FBI has been before these or on trial themselves, And it involves with a lot of the stuff like child porn on computers and stuff. And, of course, the FBI is able to disseminate exactly who was where, when, everything like that. But when it comes down to defense about, well, how do they know this, the FBI comes out and says, well, they can't relate that information because it would show how they, you know, how they went into the back doors of these things. And that goes to show you, well, if they can go in the back doors and kind of input, you know, or do the little footprints around like that, who's to say that people aren't actually out there implanting this stuff to frame people?
Oh, you're exactly right, Fred. The Site Intel Group, that's Rita Katz, one of Soros' operative agents, has been doing that, planning insidious and invidious fabricated child pedophilic, child sex trafficking information in people's computers they want to target. In fact, the FBI has also been involved, probably by hiring their hacking squads to do that, or have their own, very likely. They get those recruited at HackCon here in Las Vegas on a yearly basis. And
right.
The FBI has been notorious for setting up people, finding least sophisticated or mentally compromised or disabled people that they can easily induct and promote, give them the facilities, the faculties, the plan, and set them up to appear to be terrorists, giving them maybe in some cases dummies, and maybe in the First World Trade Center bombing, the actual bomb things that set things off, in some cases, other times, dummies. That they don't know, like Andrew Mataleb and his so-called underwear bomb that didn't quite do as planned. This is something they've been doing for years. They've become a terrorist operation here in America and weaponized against the people, I think, going back to J. Edgar Hoover when he kept this master list to blackmail all the politicians in office.
Well, yeah, and remember, the fact is that under congressional testimony, when asked about this, they used countless millions of dollars to pay these patsies or informants, which is in violation of Title 18 of trying to subvert the U.S. government, either through terrorism and stuff, that they're using other known players. And that's why when you read all the stories of alleged terrorists, it always, all the time, it always comes out and says, was known by the FBI. They knew this stuff.
Well, they have a book out called The Terror Factory. I don't remember the guy's name that wrote it. Former FBI agent, I think, or at least an investigative journalist who did research and discovered that in many cases they're inventing their own terrorists. That way they can enjoy egregious, unjust enrichment, waste, fraud, and abuse of their position in governmental authority by running up monstrous tabs. In particular, in my case, they have been stalking, gang stalking me. That's Eric Carlstrom, Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults.com. They've been stalking me since August 12th of 2012 and several other people I know in the Liberty Freedom Movement. And so if you add up the exponential amount of hours and pay, these guys are probably pulling down anywhere from $200 to a quarter to $500,000 a year in overtime for investing us 24/7, 365 for that many years. Has got to be a huge ripoff of the American people and the taxpayers under the guise of terrorism on an absolute innocent man such as myself and former law enforcement true professional who would never dream of doing such horrific and vile things to set up somebody. If I couldn't get them right, I knew the fruits of the poison tree doctrine, they'd walk free.
Well, yeah, Chris, I would also go on this far to say this too, because I have a break coming up. I bet you lose here, but the point is like when you read the outline of where the DHS with ATF knowingly supported the Sinaloa drug cartel, they allowed a certain amount of drugs to pass through the American border, to send these arms back across there to favor a certain drug cartel. That they knowingly allowed these drugs to come in America and set people up.
I think they precipitated it and were enjoying lots of money coming into their black ops budgets for dealing drugs in America. Thank you so much, Keith. I appreciate you letting me be on with you for a while.
All right, Seth, no problem. Good to hear from you, okay? We'll be right back right after the commercial here, 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. You know, in lieu of what Chris was saying there, I'm trying right now to get a hold of, well, I've gotten a hold of Mike Pilad. He's the Israeli general's son, and he's noted for a lot of different appearances on different media and stuff, but he was raised as a son of an IDF soldier. And what gets me about the same thing with what Chris and others are talking about is the constant demonization of those that actually love their country, love their freedoms, as to where the DHS report that comes out that people that advocate their rights are some portion related to some sovereign citizens, and where a sheriff in Spokane relates to those that are constitutionalists, calling them or relating them to members of ISIS. But it goes to show you how people are demonized that don't want to get walked on. And, of course, again, they want something good for their country, not only their country, but for their families and their grandchildren and like that, that they realize the way this country is going. But when Miko was in talking with Paul Jay of The Real News there, Paul Jay kept bringing up this fact about this self-hating Jew when he points out things that Israel's doing. And So what? Are we all supposed to be self-hating Americans too? That because we openly say what's wrong, that we're supposed to hate this country and be demonized for it? And I have a story about that here coming up here, but and this is on Henry Kissinger. But you'll see what I get when, or what I mean when I get to it there. But anyway, there's been an award for work on human rights and having this global impact. And of course, Joe Biden is at the top of this here, who was the former Vice President of Obama. And he oversaw the destruction of Syria, Libya, Yemen, and Ukraine. And this, of course, this award thing is a joke. And then it goes on, this article goes on to say that Biden and Reverend Jesse Jackson went on to receive this Freedom Award from the National Civil Rights Museum. And this former Vice President, Joe Biden, was honored alongside Reverend Jesse Jackson and this philanthropist, Pitt Hyde, with the Freedom Awards to the National Civil Rights Museum. The 27th Annual Freedom Awards ceremony took place in downtown Memphis on Wednesday in honoring the individuals who have made a global impact. In his remarks at the event, Biden told the attenders that the country needs their energy and leadership, and that the battle for the soul of America is taking place. And it's like the constant doublespeak. Again, it's no different than listening to someone talk to our young soldiers that are graduating West Point and telling them about this great American exceptionalism. And they go on to believe this lie, and you realize what goes behind it. Anyway, with that, I have a video coming up here for you. If anyone knows, they have been reporting for months now that the Green Beret are over on the ground in Yemen. And so this here is a clip from the SGT report where it talks about why did an American hit squad kill a political or why are they killing politicians over in Yemen, basically. So with that, Kevin, would you please, Kenneth, would you please run that clip there?
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. Daniel, nice to see you.
How are you this morning, Dr. Paul?
Doing well, doing
good.
Well.
Good.
You know, we've everybody's been talking recently about an assassination, and they're trying to figure out who did what when. But we're going to talk about assassination, but not in that particular case, even though that's in the news, and some people think it might be connected. But we want to talk about this individual that has his own company, and he gets hired out by these rich Mideastern companies, and it's an assassination squad, yeah. And there's CIA agents involved, and they make a lot of money doing this, and it was sort of a confession. It was surprising to me why he had this interview with BuzzFeed, but it was out in the open. Yeah, we do this sort of thing. But there was, you know, they throw that out and they talk about that, and at the same time, well, there's another assassination. Nobody's made a connection with that. But it's just this principle of assassination, which has been around. Even Obama did it. He had kill squads and kill lists, and he used drones, and this is being different. But our government's been involved in this sort of thing for a long time. One article listed about 8 or 10 people that we attempted assassination. We attempted to kill Castro 8 times, and every time he got stronger. Yeah. So, no, it's not foreign to our operation. We've done it before, and that's not even counting the 100 or so times that we participated in coups, and we continue to do that. But, you know, with this assassination, Khashoggi, everybody is outraged. We have to deal with this. How are we going to punish him? How are we going to invoke the Magnitsky Act? And we got to deal with this. This is the most important issue ever. This is murder. And, you know, and the more gruesome it is and sounds, the more people will be emotional and say, yes, we can't do this. We can't let them get away with this. But it just turns out that that's probably not the most important thing in the world, even dealing with the Saudis and the Yemen and all these things. So we've talked about, they're talking about this one assassination, but what about the hundreds of thousands of innocent people injured and in starvation and many 10,000 or so killed in Yemen? And now we hear there's it was why UAE hired this hit squad to go in and commit an assassination in Yemen. So it was the existence of this, and somebody was postulating, well, maybe this is a sign that warfare will be more countries hiring hit teams and going about. But I think that's been around for a long time, and it will continue. It may change because of technology, but this is really hot news in the sense that that's what they've been talking about. But I think our goal ought to be is to put this in perspective. You know, this is important, and Khashoggi's murder is important. But what about our position that we have more responsibility and more authority over? And we've been involved with plenty. And the one assassination that I remember clearly because I was in the Air Force at the time, and that was the assassination of Diem. And that's when the acceleration of the Vietnam War occurred. And that I never could figure, why are we doing that? He's our friend. But we've been involved. I think we're still involved. This is not our government, except they're CIA agents. And CIA sometimes, they meld into what happens in private life. I think the CIA can set up private companies. They're too secret. That's one of the reasons I don't think that in a true republic you would ever have an organization like the CIA, because it's secret government. And just think about, Trump trying to get a hold of the CIA and the FBI. It's just too big and out of control. So this is important, very important, but I wish it would make all Americans think more closely in trying to analyze our own foreign policy, because it is our foreign policy that drives this. And guess what? You'll never believe it, but this foreign policy and this type of activity is bipartisan. You know, whether it's Obama or Trump or Clinton, whatever.
That's good. So, Ron Paul there brings some valid points here, just like I read last week here about the fact how they want to privatize the military expenditures over there in Afghanistan, and turn it over to some groups like Blackwater. And these are just hired paramilitary outfits. And of course, yeah, it takes the U.S. military out, but still the point is, though, is that you still have the U.S. behind that. And I was commenting with Kenneth here a second ago, is I constantly hear this pluralism of we. And of course, I haven't done any of that. I'm a nonviolent individual, But when you accept all this stuff and realize all these crimes and stuff are being done in our names, and you can see why people chant death to America. So, anyway. Turkey has gotten in the news here recently here with the President Erdogan over there, where he declares a religious war against Christians after Austria's closed mosque. And we see this constant buildup. It's pitting people back and forth, whether it's racism and religion, all this stuff. And this is to draw our attention away from what's really going on in the world. And of course, as I've mentioned here, the factors with Donald Trump, his main importance of the selling the arms to Saudi Arabia because it creates jobs. And so one has to ask yourself, knowing, that in order for you to have your job, thousands of civilians have to die, including children. Do you still want that kind of a job? Can't you find another one? And that's the only way to do it, is effectively to stop working for these firms like that. Don't people have a moral conscience right now? And in lieu of that, you're paying the U.S. to bomb sand. So when you think of the 349 airstrikes last month, and zero ISIS casualties, the United States is prolonging this war, for profits to these great military arms dealers. They're play fighting against ISIS. And when you think of when they say 349 strikes, if those are Hellfire missiles, imagine the cost of those that are being used and spent by the U.S. that are taking mouth or food, shelter, care for veterans, all this from people that really need it, and they just keep pumping it into the military-industrial complex. But there is an update to that story. The U.S.-led coalition warplanes carried out a series of attacks or airstrikes over there in this ISIS-held territory of Al-Shusa in the southern Deir ez-Zor countryside, killing more than 46 civilians in the last 24 hours alone. The local sources told the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. And now what gets me about this is that Syrian Observatory, we know that's a PR front group. It's UK-based over there. But they mentioned that only three of the casualties were fighters of the terrorist group. And so a large part of the people killed were women and children. Dog's going crazy over here. But anyway, the fact is when you have a group like this admitting to that, it shows you how bad it is that this coalition killing these civilians, that the PR is not working anymore. And I was reading one of the quotes there from Chomsky there on Twitter there where he says if Israel truly wanted to defend itself, it would do so by withdrawing from the territories illegally occupied. And, of course, it's never there. And that report I was mentioning earlier there, when you realize that a lot of these wars and stuff that are going on right now, they are there to facilitate arms trade. And that's all they're there for. The killing, all this stuff like that, is to bolster billions of dollars more in aid to Israel, Russia being in Syria along with Iran. This, again, facilitates more arms trades. And this is what keeps the great thing going. Of course, we realize the difference between that and, say, what Russia spends on arms and what U.S. Does as far as sanctions and stuff towards those that are buying other people's arms, that it is. It's a global arms trade industry, and people die because of that. So, anyway, in lieu of that, as I mentioned earlier with Henry Kissinger there was a... an award type thing over there where a young man was speaking to Henry Kissinger from the audience there, and he said, "You're a war criminal. You have committed genocide." And what gets me at this New York speech there is that people in the crowd started screaming to throw that guy out. Again, this is people that admire those like Henry Kissinger. Or like Obama when he says, "I'm good at killing people." You know, they admire these guys. And is this really the type of people that you want to hang around with? It's like them saying, don't degrade our war criminal. This is something they like. It's something they live by. In lieu of that, here's another article here I thought was kind of interesting. Excuse me. In an article that the United States Radiation Protection Council, the NCRP, it canceled the investigation of the situation of cancer outbreak near the nuclear power plant. And this goes on talking about not just here, but for Fukushima and all those other areas too. But an example, you don't believe that the American Center for Disease Control and Prevention Centers, Control and Prevention, CDC, is actually really an organization for disease prevention. And remember that when Fukushima went off on March 11th, 2011, that the EPA immediately raised their allowable levels of radiation that was safe for the public. And I think it went up 18,000% of what was normal. And as I talked last week there about the Michigan water issues, where water was 50 times the allowable maximum in water supplies. And we're all just supposed to sit back and not pay attention to any of this stuff. Anyway, this next article I thought was really interesting because this comes from the Weekly Standard, this pro-neocon outlet of those that have been cheerleaders for all these wars. Anyway, their article content says this: the Taliban, which knows the U.S. is desperate to leave, just attacked a meeting between the Afghan officials and top U.S. military commander. America has lost the war. This is their words. America has lost the war in Afghanistan. Washington may not want to admit it, and the U.S. military insists the conflict is in a stalemate. But make no mistake, the original 9/11 war has been lost. That's 17 years of war. On Thursday, the Taliban attacked a meeting between the Afghan officials and top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, General Austin S. Miller. Americans in attendance were also wounded, but Miller was unhurt. At least three Afghan officials were killed, including this General Abdul Rajig, a key American ally and power broker in the southwest Afghanistan. The U.S. military's initial statement on the attack was a good example of its cognitive dissonance. Instead of a full condemnation, this Colonel Dave Butler, the spokesman for the U.S. Air Force in Afghanistan, claimed that it was merely an Afghan-on-Afghan incident. This is an absurd characterization, given the Taliban quickly claimed responsibility. A critical anti-Taliban commander was killed, and the Americans were wounded, all at the presence of the U.S. general in charge of the war effort. And again, the article is from the Weekly Standard, who advocated all these wars in the first place. We'll be right back after this commercial. Stay tuned. 1-800-313-9443.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. This next article, you know, you have to, what's the old saying, take things with a grain of salt, because anyone that doesn't know who Trump has aligned on his side and who Trump is actually fighting for only has to look at who's at his side. Like Adelson there that's pumping $100 million into the GOP and everything. And so when I read this next story here, remember, this is more of a smoke and mirror here, but it shows you what's coming. So catch on to this. Jewish Democrats are on the cusp of making major gains in the upcoming midterm election, with the Forward Analysis now predicting that at least four Jews will flip seats in the House of Representatives. With an anti-Trump blue wave building in the suburbs from coast to coast, Jews are likely to win at least 27 seats when America votes on November 6th there, a whopping 18% boost in over the 23 they hold now. A Forward model simulating continued movement towards Democrats shows Jews could win up to 8 or 9 additional seats, a shift in historical proportions there. Even if the polls swing back towards the GOP, Jews stand to pick up at least 1 or 2 more seats. But again, this article is from Forward.com, by the way. But again, it shows you that our government is being totally subverted. It should not have been read that Jews are doing this and stuff like that. It should be Americans. You know, these are people out for America. They're the ones that want to help this, regardless whether they're Democrat or Republic, whether it's some blue wave or red wave or red tide, what do you want to call it like that, you know. But the point is when they start bringing out people's religious stuff, it shows that there's some other more covert thing going on here. And if you look at what's going on in the Democratic Party, just like all those voting ballot things that are being pre-handed out to the illegals, which have citizenship already checked on them, which allows them to vote. So we are having the total takedown of this government here. And whether it's Jews, whether it's Democrats, whether it's Republicans, or just regular Americans, apparently no one really cares. And as I've brought out on this show before, most people don't care about anything until it happens to them. Likewise with the bombing of innocent civilians and stuff. Who cares, right? But if it's a gay wedding, a gay nightclub, anything that suddenly affects Americans, a school, whatever, then suddenly Americans are up at arms. So we're being manipulated here. I thought this was good news here. I don't like to celebrate death or anything like that, but some of 11 members of the pro-militants group White Helmets organization were killed after a huge explosion at the terrorist chemical workshop in Idlib. So whenever you hear all these things or you watch Netflix and it shows these white helmets as some great big historical type of humanitarians, remember where they were just killed at was at a chemical factory building these bombs to get later blame on Assad. Top of the hour coming up here, 1-800-313-9443.
Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, louder.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.